Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come into Thy presence this evening, Father, we pray that You would manifest Your power and glorify Your name. Speak to us and strengthen us through Thy word, Father. Let Thy name be exalted and glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray as New Jerusalem Church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us turn to Mark chapter 4. Verse 35 to 41. And the same day when even was now come, Jesus saith to his disciples, Let us pass over unto the other side. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, and it was now full. And Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, and he was fast asleep on a pillow. And they woke him, saying, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and said, Peace be still. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What kind of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Hallelujah. Praise God. We have a God Almighty who is God of creation. What we read from this chapter is that whatever big or whatever great or what kind of storm it is, just one word from Jesus Christ will still the storm. Jesus said, Peace, be still. And the storm was still. Everything was quiet. It was evening time. Jesus said, Let's go to the other side. All Jesus wanted them to do was leave this place because it's evening and time to get to the other side and rest and relax and get ready for the next day ministry. So what was Jesus doing? As soon as they left that place, there was a great storm. Well, someone might say, didn't Jesus know there was a storm coming? Why did he put them in danger? You know, everyone talks about President Trump. He saw that there was a big virus attack coming. Why didn't he do something? We see exactly what Jesus was doing. He was sleeping on a pillow. Why was Jesus sleeping on a pillow when his disciples were dying? Well, actually, when the boat was full of water and the waves were beating into the ship, and there was a person sleeping in the deepest part of the ship, that person is the first one that's going to die. Not the people that are alive and screaming, trying to rescue the ship, but the person that is fast asleep is the one that is going to die. This morning, I was waken up by the voice of God, and He said, Everything is going to be fine. Relax. You know, in my entire life, Jesus has never spoken a word, relax. This is the first time in my life I heard the voice of God saying, everything is going to be fine, relax. Everybody is screaming and shouting, the doctors and nurses all over the world, everyone is screaming. What are we going to do? This is a strange virus. It's the worst virus that ever came upon mankind. Shut everything down. Do this. Do that. The only thing that is going to work is relax. Just because you shut everything down and put everybody in home is not going to cause people to relax. In India, we have one of the most venomous snakes. It's a cobra. It's a neurotoxin. If a cobra bites someone, we tell him, relax. If you start jumping up and down and get worried and concerned, then the blood will start getting hot and the toxins will get released and you'll die very fast. The Bible says in Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. I'm not saying that the president and the medical people did something wrong by shutting down the country. All I'm saying is, in the absence of Jesus Christ, in the absence of the Holy Spirit, and in the absence of internal relaxation, this thing is going to be in vain. So what happens when you put families of six at home? Well, the coronavirus spreads to all six of them. By shutting the nation down, you're not going to stop the spread of a virus. The Bible says, the thief cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. The thief cometh through the back door. But I am come that they might have life and they might have it abundantly. If USA needs life, if Italy and Spain and China and the rest of the world need life, then the thing that they have to do is get away from the demons that steal and kill and destroy and come to Jesus that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly. Somebody told me communist China is a communist nation. They are atheists. They don't believe in God. How come the virus didn't affect them that much? Well, because they lied. If you look at the actual news, in a nation of 1 billion people, about 2%, about 21 million died. So 21 million out of 1 billion are dead, according to the reports and research that I have done. So it's not that nothing happened in China. The thief cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. And when you don't relax and you're depending on medicine, you're depending on human wisdom, and you're not coming to God, there is very little hope. Jesus said, by the stripes of Christ, we are healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Well, someone would say, well, everybody is going to die anyway. Well, coronavirus is just one thing. Now, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We are not hoping to be dead one way or the other. We are hoping to be taken up alive in the rapture. We trust in Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. We don't have to be like ants and mosquitoes and tadpoles and frogs without any hope in this world. We serve the living God. We can rebuke the coronavirus. That no virus has any authority over us. No serpent has any authority over us. No demorats or demons have any authority over us. We can bind them all in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no power on heaven or earth that has any authority over a man that stands in the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. It is more powerful than the vaccine. It is more powerful than the doctors. The name of Jesus. The Bible says in James chapter 5, if any man is sick, let them call for the elders of the church and let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if he have done any sins, it shall be forgiven. So the Bible tells us that the church is the place of healing. So what did the devil do? Well, they say the government did it. Well, the devil used the government. Just because the government does something doesn't mean that it is right. We can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. When there was plague, when there were problems, when there were famine, they didn't close the church. They all gathered together and worshiped God and praised God. And the angel of the Lord with the drawn sword took the plague away. This nation is going to go into more challenges and more problems unless they come back to God. But the children of God will be protected. A few nights back, the Lord spoke to me. I heard His voice. And He said, you will have surplus and beyond abundance. This is not just for me, but for the children of the living God. All God's children will have life abundance, provision abundance. Everything will be provided because my God shall supply all my need and your need in Jesus Christ, according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. We do not have to fear the famine. We don't have to fear unemployment. We don't have to fear anything because our economy is not determined on Wall Street. Our economy comes from heaven, from the throne of God, where there are the 24 elders who fall down and cast their thrones. Our economy comes from heaven, where the streets are paved with gold, transparent as glass. Our economy comes from the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, who through His word, eternal word, created everything out of nothing.
Hallelujah.
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 He broke the rock and caused water to come out from it. He rained manna from heaven. Malusha pratum lusharavatina masauribi kapriya. Lucham prabadana shati malakapriyantara druvataurava kapriyaraba. Our Lord God Almighty reigneth. He is our Heavenly Father. He is our Father. God is our Father. He is our Creator. Maitasum lakita masapriya shati maladruvataurava kandasai.
Hallelujah.
And our Father will hear our prayer. Our hand will shake our Father's hand, and our Father's hand will shake the earth. So why are we here? What is this time? Why are we preaching this hope? Because we need to preach the hope of God to all the world. We need to preach the hope of God to this country, USA. Hope has perished. Thus saith the Lord from New Jerusalem Church, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. He thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You don't have to depend on a ventilator, because Jesus Christ made oxygen. You don't have to depend on water, because Jesus Christ created water. You don't have to worry about food, because Jesus Christ created food. He created us. He looked at a lump of clay in the Garden of Eden, and he saw sons and daughters of Almighty God. Our God is more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Let us preach the message of hope, the message of faith to the world. May God bless these words. Now, this message does not mean that we should rebel against the government. This message does not mean that we should rebel against medical science. But if there is anything that is in contradiction to the word of God, we serve a greater government, the government and kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we will not be subject to any law or any government or any president or any authority that contradicts the word of Almighty God. Let the whole world come against us. We will raise our hands, and the power of God will be manifested, and they will fall backward, because we are the majority.